Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Market is coming up Thursday, March 9th. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth and seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 that morning. It's video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time start. 24,600 head to be sold this Thursday, including 5,950 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, almost 12,000 weaned calves, and about 650 calves on cows and 800 bred stock. If you want details about a particular lot or when they may be selling, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com and get more information. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Or, as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117, 1-800-422-2117. Next sale, Thursday, March 9th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle complex should open on a mixed basis, tied to a combination of spillover selling and light short covering. Similarly, lean hog contracts will probably lack consistent direction on the opening with cautious trade volume. Now, the cash cattle market seems set for a typically slow Tuesday, with neither bids or asking prices well-defined. Significant trade volume could easily be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Guess is that some cattle could start out priced around $128 in our part of the country. The cattle got off to a slow start on Monday, and we understand chain speed could drag somewhat through the week, with at least one plant dark for scheduled maintenance. Live and feeders likely to open on a mixed basis again, linked to a combo of follow-through selling and short covering. Now look for the country hog trade to open near steady today. Preliminary slaughter estimates are around 2.3 million head, slightly larger than last week and 3-4% greater than last year. The lean future should also open with uneven prices and light trade volume. On the grains, winter wheat closed higher yesterday as forecasts favor warm, dry weather for the central and southern plains through next week, which could impede growth as the crop exits winter dormancy. The corn finished about 2 cents lower following reports of bird flu in a commercial chicken flock. The chicken industry's huge consumer of corn, and the discovery could slow feed use. Soybeans were largely unchanged as pressure from the big Brazil crop was countered by shipping problems and by better-than-expected weekly U.S. export inspections. Now, the wheat to winter wheat futures closed higher yesterday, while spring wheat was about 5 cents lower. Fund buying was noted in the winter wheat following the forecast for warm, dry weather in the plains. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for May closed above key moving averages, while spring wheat for May set a new one-month low and under the 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages. Corn closed lower after losing gains near mid-morning as news of the bird flu in the Tennessee commercial flock made the rounds. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle down 42 cents yesterday, 115.55. June was down 47, 106.27. March feeder cattle down 15 cents, 124.07. And April down 27 at 122.67. April hogs up 42 cents, 67.17. The May was up 30 cents at 73.05. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May was up 2.25, 4.74. And the July was up 2.5 at 4.85¾. May wheat up a nickel. It's in Chicago, 4.58½. And July was up 4¾, 4.73. May corn down 2¼ cents, 3.78½. And July was down 1¾, 3.85½. May soybeans down 0.25, 10.37¼. And July was unchanged at 10.46. May cotton down 19 points, 78.92. July's down 17 at 79.80. And on the crude oil, April up 27, 53.47. May's up 24, 53.95. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.